Welcome to Simple Sustainable Home. I'm Rachel, the blogger behind Milk Glass Home. My focus is all about making sustainable living easy and beautiful. We're going to slow down and learn about cooking from scratch, gardening and preserving the harvest, setting up a low-waste lifestyle, and keeping a non-toxic home. We have new episodes every Saturday to help you find new tips and strategies to make simple living easy. Let's get started. Hello, welcome back. I'm so glad you are here today. We are in the middle of our seasonal slowdown where we are really trying to find ways to feel more present and grounded during the holiday season. We don't want to be stressed out. We don't want to be mad or snapping at our families. It's okay if it happens, but we don't really want to do that. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to share strategies to help you really feel just a little bit more balanced. And today's topic is literally one of my favorite things to talk about ever. I'm going to try to keep it brief because you probably don't want me to go on and on. But I love this, and this perspective has been a game changer for me. I'm going to be just completely honest and vulnerable with you today. Just like always, for some reason, I feel more comfortable telling you anything on this podcast than I would ever tell a person in my life. But, you know, here goes. But what I want to talk about today is seasonal living, because as somebody who has struggled with anxiety and depression my entire life, I'm not usually in a state of feeling calm or grounded at all. Like, I'm usually panicking. My mind's going a mile a minute. I'm stressing out over all these things I need to do. I'm trying to mentally hop from relationship to relationship in my mind to make sure that everybody that I know still cares about me, just in case I've done something wrong to like ruin a friendship or something. Like, my brain's just always hopping from problem to problem. And one of the things that I have found in my life is that when my depression is getting higher, or if my stress level is increasing, I kind of distance myself from my life, and it's like a mild dissociation. And it's the same sort of thing you might feel when you like drive to work and you get there and you're like, did I really drive to work today? Like, you don't feel like you were actually there. You don't feel like you were connected to your body or grounded in the moment. You feel like, I don't know, you just sort of showed up somewhere. I'll have days where I come home and I'm like, was I really at that place today? That couldn't be. I don't really remember being there. I think I know I was there, but I don't really remember being in my body while I was there. And that's kind of the problem, is this feeling of being disconnected. I will also struggle with the feeling like time is passing way too fast. And I know we're at the end of the year, so that feeling is usually worse right now, because you're like, oh my gosh, we're already there at the end of the year. What have I done with my life? Like, it's easy to stress out right now. And I'm somebody that struggles with that specific feeling a lot. And I have to tell you that when I switched to a seasonal living mindset, things really changed for me. Things really shifted when I started managing a local farmers market. So in 2014, on a whim, I decided that I wanted to be more connected to my local food systems. So I volunteered to work at a local farmer's market for every Saturday of their season. I'd never been to that market. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't even know where it was located. And I definitely did not know that it was a 9-season outdoor market in Western Washington. I had no clue. And so I got there on the first day and I found out that they needed somebody, that they needed to hire a market assistant. And it was just seriously like fate, where I applied that, and I was hired by that following Wednesday. And then from then, I was the market assistant for 2 years, and then the market manager. And I had come into this with some knowledge about agriculture, knowing that like my grandfather was a farmer, and like my family is all from southeastern Wisconsin, and like farming is a common conversation. It's something that we talked about. It's something that I kind of soaked up a lot of in my life. And I knew a lot about real food because I'd been blogging about eating like home-cooked meals and things like that. But I really didn't know that much else, and I definitely wasn't a gardener, and everything completely changed from this experience. I learned so much about where food comes from. I started gardening. I started working on farms in the summer. I started just doing all of these different things. Like, it was a complete perspective shift in so many ways. And I realized one year that I wasn't dissociating, and that time felt like it was passing at the appropriate speed. And that was huge for me, because time always feels like it's going too fast, and then I panic that it's going away. But I had this year where I was like, actually, I feel really good. And I tried to understand why. Because of course, if you have success, you're like, let's investigate this and figure out why I feel good. And part of what I think it was is that I was outside all of the time, and I was watching these plants grow. My workload throughout the year was changing depending on where we were in the course of the year. And I was spending like a couple days a week harvesting and talking to people that I really connected with and that I really cared about. And I was eating better because I had all of this great food in front of me. So I had, you know, greater physical activity, better mental health. I was caring for my relationships, and I was connecting with nature, which is such a huge, powerful, and calming force in many of our lives. This whole experience just shifted my whole perspective on everything. And since then, I have been gradually adopting a seasonal living approach to life. There are so many parts of those experiences working on farms and managing the farmers market that really helped me learn a lot about myself. And over the past few years, I've been trying to make sure that I keep layering in those principles of seasonal living, because if it really helped me feel so calm and balanced that one year, I want to carry that forth into the future. Like, I want to have that feeling all of the time. Guys, if you're an anxious person, it feels really nice when you don't feel super anxious. And then you can work on other things in your life because you're not just always feeling stressed out and worried about everything. So my hope for you right now, you might not be somebody who deals with anxiety or depression, but you probably are feeling a little bit stressed out, because I know that with all of the to-do lists for the holiday, it just feels like there's so much going on. And I'm going to talk more about those feelings that you might be having in the next episode. I'm going to share with you how to fight the feelings of resentment. Because I know that right now you're probably getting to the point that you're like, might be getting mad or starting to resent your family or your friends because there's so many things that you're doing. And one of the things I really want to do is kind of give you this gift of this playfulness and curiosity and hopefulness that comes with seasonal living. I know. I hear you. You're like, Rachel, I'm already stressed out and you're putting more things on my plate. This is not helpful. But what I want to offer you is a brief understanding of seasonal living that I think makes it easier to deal with the stresses of the holidays. First of all, I believe that seasonal living is a natural way of living. I believe that this is human nature. I believe that our bodies and minds want and expect a seasonal way of living. Kind of a big claim. I'm not a scientist or an anthropologist to research this, but I believe that if the trees and the animals and the plants around us are all changing what they do based off of the season that they're in, and they have cycles of growth and they have cycles of rest, that logic dictates that we also should have those too, because we are animals living in this ecosystem. We're living in a really unnatural ecosystem, but we are in this ecosystem. So somehow we are very disconnected from that true animal nature. And I know that for like hundreds of years, people have been trying to say that humans are not animals, so that we aren't beastly and we're like good people doing good things. But I actually believe we kind of need to go the other direction and remember that we actually are animals, and our energy level and our mood all change with the seasons, just like the animals and plants around us. What I want to remind you of is the need for rest. And I know we talk about self-care, but it's not just that it's rest. This is a way to step into seasonal living, because it's important to understand like what is happening in the animal and plant world in the Northern Hemisphere, in places that aren't hot like Florida. Like, what is happening in the world around us? I can see every day that the birds are trying to eat as much food as possible. The trees are basically in rest mode. They're basically sleeping. We don't have any more sightings of bears in our neighborhood because they're hibernating. Like, the world around us is getting ready to just really snuggle up and get cozy and sleep. This is the time to take a break. The world around you is saying this is the time for rest, but you are trying to do many, many, many things. You're going to feel out of alignment. That's not going to feel good because this is the time when we want to sleep, we want to eat, and we want to curl up and be lazy. That's what winter is for. That's what we're moving into. So trying to do the opposite of that is going to give us a sense of conflict. I'm about to publish a blog post about this that breaks down all of the seasons of the year, but for the winter solstice, which is coming up in just a few days, this is the longest night of the year. This is a great time to celebrate the darkness of life. Take time to reflect on your year and set an intention for the new year. Be comfortable with solitude, darkness, and the unknown. It's okay if you're having negative feelings. It's okay if you're not happy. The thing you really need is a chance to kind of be alone with yourself and to be grounded with yourself and not in this constant busyness mode. One thing I love to do for the winter solstice is to make candles. It feels like such a positive beacon for the future and like such a sign of hope to be on this dark night and make these candles that I'm going to use and come back to and be a source of light throughout the winter. It's just a really special ritual and tradition that I do, and it's one that you might enjoy doing as well. Another thing to try to do during the winter is just to sleep and rest as much as possible. Like, be very lazy. Cancel all of the plans. Do not change out of your pajamas. Watch TV, fall asleep and take a nap. Like, literally let yourself just be comfortable. I also want to recommend trying to get outside as much as possible, or at least being by a really good window with a good view. This is a time to write a letter or send a message to someone that you miss. And in the past, people would try to make it through the winter by working on some sort of craft or hobby. This is a wonderful time to give yourself a little time to focus on making something just for you, not for other people, but just for you. And of course, if you're a gardener, like, this is the time to plan your garden and set intentions for what you want to have in the future. So this is a time to let go of the rush, to let go of these constant expectations that you have, and to get slow and quiet and go inward. So at this point, I want to invite you to check in with how you're feeling about the suggestions that I just made. Does this idea of seasonal living resonate with you? Do you feel like when you're connected more to nature and the changing of the seasons that you feel grounded and present? Do you feel like some of the suggestions that I offered are practical to you, or are you feeling resistant to them? I know that sometimes people will feel resistant to the idea of sort of celebrating the seasons or making space for themselves, especially during such a busy time like the holidays, because they're like, oh, there's so many other things to do. I have to work, and then we have this, and then we have that, and the relatives are coming in, and we're baking cookies, and we're shopping, and we're wrapping presents. Like, they just rattle off all of these things. But I guess the question is, like, where do you fit in all of that? Because if you're doing this all for other people who aren't asking you to do this, yes, they'll appreciate most of it, but they're not ever going to fully notice or appreciate every single thing that you're doing. So if you're doing this for them, even though they didn't ask you, that's a good thing, right? It's a good thing to do, but you can likely pull back in some ways and build in space for you, because I promise that if you are more present and grounded and focused and calm, you might be more likely to laugh at something that happens that you might otherwise make you mad. So if your kid opens the bottle of sprinkles and they go flying everywhere, instead of snapping and being mad at them, you might be able to laugh and just think that it's hilarious. Like, if you want to be aligned, right? If you want your nervous system to be regulated and you want to feel your best and be a good, positive person for your family to be around, it's actually beneficial to take things off of your list and prioritize yourself. Plus, it's such a great lesson to pass on to the next generation to say, I can tell what I need for my body, and so I'm going to change what I'm doing to make sure that I am well. That teaches more people how to advocate for themselves so that they can be regulated, happy, balanced people. Like, this is how you change the future, right? Is setting in motion these models of how to live in a healthy way. I know that right now it might not feel possible to get to a point where you're really fully happy for the holidays or that you're really fully enjoying your time. But I would like to offer that to you as a challenge to at least try to find an outlet for yourself, to be creative, to try to spend time outside. I would really recommend that if you're very stressed out, that you cancel a plan. I'm very pro canceling plans. Like, nothing feels better than staying at home when I was supposed to go somewhere else. Like, it is one of the best feelings of all time. Like, you can turn that into a thing of like, this is the weekend that we do nothing. The whole family stays home. We all work on our projects and it just feels really nice. You have the chance to change things in a way that feels right to you. You are in charge of how you feel during the holiday season. It's okay if you don't feel positive. It's okay if you don't feel happy. But I would recommend trying to get connected with the natural world using the principles of seasonal living and to really listen to your inner guide and allow yourself just a little bit of room to be quiet and listen and look inward. I would love to know if this episode resonates with you. How do you feel about seasonal living? How are you feeling about the holidays right now? What's a step forward that you're going to take care of yourself? And what's something that you want to eliminate to make more time for the things that you really want? I would love to hear from you. I do have a Facebook group called Simple Sustainable Home that you can join. If you join there, we can share about this. You can talk about this, share your answers, or you can send me a message, milkglasshome@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you to kind of check in to see where you are and hopefully to see if any of these things have been helpful for you. Stay cozy this week. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.